Hello, I'm Jennifer Condi, and I guess I get to figure out how to implement this, right? Thanks a lot, guys. No, just kidding. Senate Bill 38 is the bill that was passed and go ahead, establishes a charter school property tax levy, but it does not begin till next year, so you won't see it on your notice this year. Okay. Currently, the charter schools receive a portion of the local school district property tax revenues. And that's calculated and distributed based on the number of charter students in the local district and the local school district per pupil revenues. And I think Representative Briscoe mentioned that the local district revenues are very different for each one. Okay, on your property tax notice, you only see two property tax levies. You have the state basic, and then they usually call it the local school district levy. But that's comprised of four different levies. You've got the board local levy, the capital local levy, and the voted local levy. They're all rolled up into one, so you don't see the breakout on your property tax notice. Here's a copy of what Salt Lakes look like. This is their bill. You typically receive something in July 22nd, which is a notice of your property valuations and tax changes, and then you get your bill in November. And to the right, in very small, I know you're not going to be able to see it, you'll see the next slide where it's blown up, is the different taxing entities is what we call them, but you do see the two different ones for your school districts, the property tax rate, and how much per each levy you're paying based on valuation of your property. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, this is blown up a little bit. This is Salt Lake School District that I'm picking on. The top one, Salt Lake School District, shows the tax rate of those bundled levies, and then the amount, and then you have the state basic levy. So you see the two. In Salt Lake, you see another one. I don't know if it's at the bottom, the equalized capital outlay levy, but for the most part, most school districts have the two lines. Go ahead to the next one. In 2017, you'll see three lines, and you'll see the charter school levy, local levy right there. Go ahead. Now, as they have all said, this is not a tax increase. So what we will be doing is we'll take the calculation each year of the number of charter school students in the local district and the per pupil district revenue, and that will give us the revenue. We'll have a rate for the charter school levy, and then the board local levy will be reduced by that same amount. So there should not be a tax increase on this. And then each year we'll have to calculate the rate again based on the number of students that year and the per pupil revenues. So this each of the 42 school districts will have a different charter school levy. So it's not there is one levy rate for the whole state. That might look interesting because if you're in the Davis School District, your charter school levy is going to be different than if it's in Salt Lake. I believe there's about three or four that do not have charter school students, and so they will not have a charter school levy. And then taxpayers will be able to see on their notices exactly how much they are contributing out of their property tax to each charter school. And that's basically it in a nutshell on how this is going to work.